Hey guys, this is episode 31, Going Places, and I wanted to tell you first off that I'm really sorry that there haven't been podcasts uploaded lately. I've been really busy, but in terms of things I've been up to, Etherstone just got into Trust Wallet. I did a pull request for that, and also now it's on Enclaves DX, as you already know, Coin Payments, Tokens R, and a few other places. Also, I've been working on Linero, which is sort of my big passion project in crypto right now. Linero have recently reached over 350K views on mines. And the 250K benchmark was really a big milestone for us. And it's been since July 23rd that the mines profile for Linero went up. So we've just been updating the community constantly. And we've been also updating our Telegram on things going on. Right now, we're in the test network with things being deployed to Liveseed nodes soon. And then we'll have protocol version 1 release for the September 1st. And we'll slowly be integrating the technological tools we talked about, as well as the software drivers. Also, after that, we're just going to keep updating the blockchain. And we'll have open source mining hardware and all that stuff we promised on way later on. And most likely it's just going to keep going really well. So just be patient. And either way, we're going to have really good technology for the community. In terms of what I've been doing lately besides crypto, I have Sark Drones, which recently got into startup school from Y Combinator, which everyone technically got into startup school, given that big mishap with the emails. In terms of other stuff with Stark Drones, I recently created a National Association of Rocketry's profile and am trying to still set up a launch date for a test launch that will likely have a propellant launch before we do an actual CAS launch. We have a few t-shirt campaigns up on, I believe, Republic and a bunch of other places. Orbit Moose definitely needs updating for our profile because we haven't really dabbed around in Orbit Moose for funding recently. It's more of just trying to bootstrap things our own still for Stark Drones. In terms of my other startups, I have Solar Fuel Transportation, which was just launched. We launched through LaunchRock, and we also have our site up at solarfuel.us. And I have all these crypto and startup and hardware startups taking a lot of my time. And besides that, I've been trying to do and pursue the research I have with quantum similarity in DNA. I've been trying to still participate in some X prizes, but not as much. And really, I want to improve upon my research and have more time to dab along that, but I've just been so busy with all these startup stuff. In terms of where I'm going next, it's likely I'm just trying my best and seeing where the future is heading. I might dab along in academia like I used to and pursue some really advanced research in quantum physics. But right now I'm trying to get lots of the startup stuff along the way and just trying to improve aspects of my personal life. So I've been just really busy with doing that and everything. In terms of where I'm seeing cryptocurrency going right now, lots of people are freaking out because the SEC just rejected 7 ETF futures funds, and many people are sort of surprised the SEC rejected them, and they're like, why have the Securities Commission rejected all these funds? And I'm like, the SEC have been against crypto since day one, especially with what's been going on with, as I talked about, fraudulent ICOs or market manipulations. But that shouldn't slow down growth, because the real point of crypto is not price or how many investors are on it or how many large corporations are for or against it or what banks it's partnered with. Because crypto is not centralized. The main point of crypto is the actual impact that blockchain technology can have if used in a humanist way that could benefit humanity. And that's what people seem to be forgetting about crypto. Investors seem to be going in for shorts rather than longs. And people look at it as sort of an asset rather than the actual technological uniqueness of what crypto is supposed to be. Like, most people who invest in Bitcoin don't really know much about blockchain applications. So when Bitcoin goes down in value, they just dismiss it as either like one of those Ponzi schemes or like the tulip bloom or something like that, when actually Bitcoin is very technologically unique, and the actual peer-to-peer electronic communication system, which even existed way before Bitcoin did, is what might lead way to the new internet. So decentralization is the future, and you can actually have blockchain technologies used in a way that benefits humanity greatly. Like Venezuela, if they switched to a decentralized currency system, it would be huge on its economy. Other ways that blockchain technology could be used is updating our grid system, allowing for stuff like supply chain management to be more automated, analyzing data. So one thing that I look in terms of blockchain technological potential is what Gridcoin is doing right now with the whole distributed computing thing. Because if you look at what Boink is, it's really early usage of peer-to-peer technology. And I believe that people using their computational hashing powers, instead of not just mining or verifying transactions, but also solving scientific problems, could end up leading to a great benefit for humanity. So in terms of what I think cryptocurrency is, it all is on the technology. The future of finance relies on the implications of how the technology would be used to advance or replace our monetary system that we have today. And it should be used in a completely humanistic way. Not centralized, not authoritarian, humanistic. It should be used in a deontological way that could be used to benefit humanity. And that's what I think blockchain technology, true blockchain technology, is for. Any cryptocurrency that claims to be revolutionary or the future and is not distributed, decentralized, and has sort of this philosophy of not being centralized towards a single authority isn't the future. It's just a digitized version of the Federal Reserve. And I think if you remove this decentralization, you don't really have true crypto. So that's where I think the future of crypto is heading. In terms of where hardware is heading, especially aeronautics, I mean, I'm just doing alternative energy research right now. And I'm just trying to make new ways of propulsion systems. But I look at market trends. And besides alternative energy, I think something that's really going to be huge in the future, and I've been saying this for only like a year, probably even less. People have been saying this probably for a decade at least, is asteroid mining. I think people who look at technologies today where we could use our propulsion systems or our rocketry systems or even modern day robotics to make like these robotic asteroid miners that could end up taking precious metals or unique materials from asteroid belts is gonna be the most lucrative market in the future. I mean, besides crypto, I think the biggest technological trend that you will see in 15 to 25 years that's really gonna take off, that's gonna end up probably making people trillionaires or even gazillionaires. Like, you would not even have the billionaire benchmark anymore, is gonna be asteroid mining. So yeah, this is just some techie news. This is stuff I've been working on, and I've been doing lots of startup research lately. So I'll see you guys later.